More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy about to get the second date update. Before we do, we got some tickets for you to win. It's Disney on Ice presents Dream Big. You can see stars from Moana, Coco, Frozen, and more. Disney stories coming to life on the ice. It's February 9th to the 13th at SAP and February 23rd through the 27th at Oakland Arena. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster. If you want to win, be caller 20, 800-800-1013. All right, second date update. Let's go.
If you are trying to, you know, date or see people and maybe you like the person you went out with, you've tried to contact them or they just disappear, we will call them to figure out what happened.
Russell's on the phone. Russell, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Droopy pants.
What is going on? Okay, so we got your email about Angelica. So I guess just tell us from the beginning, like, where was your date? How'd you meet? All the good stuff.
We chatted for a couple of weeks, and then we decided to go get lunch in Alameda, and that was like about a week ago.
Okay.
And when I saw her, I was blown away. She is so fine.
So she looked like her pictures.
Her body. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she her body was like on point. I mean, I couldn't stop staring. And I'm a butt guy. Okay. And man, hers is amazing.
Okay, but like, how about her personality?
Only took him 15 seconds to get that out of the way. Please continue.
Right. that was the crazy part too. Our conversation was really good too. And like, I was like, oh my goodness, our conversation was really good. We really felt like we were getting to know each other. But since the first date, I mean, she's disappeared.
And did you reach out afterwards? Did you text or call?
Yeah, I've tried to, but no luck.
Huh.
Okay, so did you guys, I forgot to ask, did you do drinks, dinner? What was your get-together?
Oh, all we did, we just got lunch. Since it was the middle of the day, we didn't, like, drink or anything. But it was just, yeah, a nice little light something.
It was a dry January date.
I'm sorry, is it frowned upon to drink during the day? Asking for a friend. All right. So she's ghosted completely, like no emojis, no replies or anything?
Nothing.
Huh. Mm.
Okay.
All right. Well, I know you know how this works. We're going to give her a call. Try not to say anything on the other line because we don't want her to know you're there. And we'll see what's up, okay?
Got it.
All right.
Okay.
We're going to play a song and we will make the call. It's Second Date Update, Star 101.3. Hang on. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today, Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy, and we're doing Second Date Update. You know this.
We've been talking to Russell. So Russell went out with Angelica. They met on Tinder. You guys had lunch in Alameda. You said she was gorgeous. You do like the booty. You did say that. Great conversation, which surprised you. Just really good chemistry. And I know you reached out to her afterwards, and she's not getting back to anything. So first, I'm sorry that's happening. That's frustrating. But Russell, we're going to give her a call right now and try to stay quiet, and we'll see if she picks up. Okay,
thanks.
Sure.
Right. Hang back, mute out your phone. Here we go.
Hi, this is Angelica.
Hi, Angelica. This is Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.
Angelica,
do you know our show?
Hey.
Yo, I love this show.
Nice.
Oh my God, yay.
Y'all.
I always get nervous calling people because it's so early.
I just get excited
if
they listen. That's exciting to me.
I mean, I'm excited to talk to you guys. So.
Same.
Aww.
Welcome.
So do you know what we usually do at this time of day on our show?
I sure do.
Oh no.
Hey.
So you know what's up. Do you?
Let me guess. Is Russell on the phone?
Hey, Russell.
Russell?
Are you there?
Hey.
Okay. Well, awkward.
Very.
So, okay. Russell said you had a great lunch date in Alameda. He'd
really
like to take you out again.
He's feels, very attracted to you.
Feels like you're ghosting.
Oh, I know. Uh-oh. I know. You know, Russell, you know, he's really cool, but he was just a little too, let me see, disrespectful.
Okay.
What happened?
Let me elaborate. Okay. So, he couldn't stop commenting on my butt. You know, I came to the table, he was whistling, he was like, damn, girl, that booty is fire. And I'm like,
oh my God,
are you serious? You know, and we had literally just met in person. And like I said, he's really, really cool, but he was just taking it too far. And I already knew he was a butt man because he mentioned it when we were texting. But I'm like, come on, like, can you at least have some manners? Like, we're here, we're in person, we're together.
Russell, you got to use your inside voice. Yeah.
He doesn't, I don't think he knows who that is. He kept asking me things like, you know, do you work out? You must do a lot of squats. You know, did I have one of those Kardashian booty shapers at my house because my peach was on point?
Oh my
god!
Like,
I had no exactly.
Did he ask you anything not about your behind?
Not that I can remember.
Russell, are you still there? She's totally calling you out right now.
I was. I'm sorry. I was just really overwhelmed with how beautiful you are. And I'm really sorry that I made such a fool of myself like that.
Well, now he's all gentlemanly.
Yeah, he did. Exactly. I mean, honestly, I appreciate that, but you just made me feel really uncomfortable in the moment. Like, I could literally keep going, you know, and share more of what you said, because it was that much.
Russell, you see how this is uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, I do. I can tell you work on it, and I don't know how you expect guys not to say something about it.
Oh, my God. Do you remember I literally left in the bathroom, and you were like, can I get some fries with that shake? And I'm like, oh my God. This guy is a creep.
I thought that after I said it, I was like, oh, damn it, Russell.
Okay, he's taking responsibility for you this, though, so...
Angelica, he's obviously he's attracted to you.
I feel like maybe there's hope. I like that he's taking responsibility.
I don't think so. You know what? Honestly, I want somebody to see me, like really see me, and I don't think he saw any of me. He just saw all of my butt. So I think it's a no for me. I think you're a cool guy, Russell, but at this point, you know, it just kind of creeped me out.
All right, hang on. See, this is where self-awareness and that filter come in. That we talk about sometimes.
I don't know if that exists anymore.
Well, not for Russell. Not when he gets excited. Russell, stand down. All right. Well, second date update, 7:05 weekday mornings. Replays at 9:05. And then, of course, the podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Go download it and then just search for Marcus and Sandy. And you'll get like, I don't know, 4 or 5 podcasts that we have you can listen to, including one for second date update.
Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.